read now from the 11th chapter of the Apostle Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, beginning with verse 23. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it, and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do for the remission of sins. After the same manner also, he took the cup, when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament of my blood. This do ye as often as you do it in remembrance of me. Therefore, it is a memorial. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily, referring only to the manner in which you do it, shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let every man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily in the manner in which he does it, eateth and drinketh damnation or judgment unto himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, not discerning the Lord's body, that it was broken for us, for our physical healing. His blood was shed for the remission of our spiritual sins. His body was broken for the healing of our physical sins, or whatever has happened to cause illness, sickness, or suffering. Now from John 6 and verse 53. Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat of the flesh of the Son of Man and drink of his blood, you have no life in you. I might just explain in that regard that we do not have life until we receive the Spirit of God. We have a material, chemical existence. It is not life in the spiritual sense at all. As you read in 2 Corinthians, the first two chapters, that ye were dead in trespasses and sins. As a matter of fact, Adam and Eve did not have life. They were created with a chemical existence. Before them was the tree of life, and they could have had life, but they made the wrong choice and took to themselves the knowledge of what is right and what is wrong, or of good and evil, of deciding for themselves what is sin. They did not receive life. God has decreed that as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive in a resurrection to judgment. Judgment has begun already at the church of God. But judgment has not begun as yet on the world. Judgment will begin on the world of all of those who survive and are still living after Christ comes, when the world is ruled by the kingdom of God and the government of God. Judgment is not a process of condemning, but a trial as to whether you receive life or death. In other words, we might say it is an opportunity to receive life. I think there's been so much misunderstanding on that very vital point. The world is not yet judged. Everyone who has ever been born will be judged in his own due time. But there are three resurrections yet to come mentioned in the Bible. The first resurrection will be those who have been judged to have received life. I hope that includes all who are in this room. That will be at the coming of Christ. The second resurrection will be the resurrection to judgment, the great white throne judgment mentioned in the book of Revelation, 20th chapter of Revelation. The third resurrection will occur after that judgment, which may last 100 years, which may last a very short time. God knows. One passage of Scripture indicates it could be 100 years. That Scripture can be translated in two different ways. And another way of translating it, it would not refer to a 100-year lifespan in that resurrection. So we just cannot know that. However, the last resurrection will be a resurrection of those who have been judged, whose eyes have been opened, who have known the truth, who have rejected God and rejected Christ and Christ's sacrifice for them and God's gift of eternal life, and who have been judged guilty. They will die in the lake of fire, which will burn them up. Not a hell fire that burns and burns and never burns up. Chemically, such a thing would be impossible. Yet millions have believed it. The world has been very greatly deceived. I would like to conclude tonight by reading a number of portions now from the book of John, beginning with chapter 13. I'm just going to read a few verses through as I go, the 13th chapter of John. Yes. I think we should, yes. I haven't conducted this Passover here until I forgot we must have the bread and wine served next. Almighty God in heaven, we pause now to ask you a blessing on this broken bread, representing the broken body of Jesus Christ, broken for our healing. Father, help us all to take it worthily. Help us to have faith and to believe. We're in a time of trouble, when apparently Satan has come down after the battle with Michael in heaven and is persecuting the church in every way possible. Our only defense is the shield of faith in the armor of God. Father in heaven, help us to understand that we don't work up faith ourselves, that faith is the gift of God, that it comes through your Holy Spirit, and that you give it when we are totally surrendered to you. It's not our faith, it is Jesus' faith given to us. The same faith he used to walk on the water, the same faith he used to heal the sick, to perform miracles, to cast out demons. Father, I ask you to give all in this room that faith, a faith that many of us have never had. Open our minds to receive it in the name of Jesus, and bless this bread to that purpose as we partake of it. In Jesus' name, amen.